Today on Castle Country Focus, I have with me Megan Wilberg, who is the museum director of the Museum of San Rafael. She has an interesting event coming up that we want to talk about concerning the Smithsonian Institute and Museum. Megan has been with the museum for about 5 years. Thank you, Megan, for taking the time and visiting with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Tell us what's happening there.
So we are participating in a project called The Way We Worked, which is a Smithsonian exhibition, talking about, on a national level, the way we worked through time. We are partnered with the Utah Humanities, who also is with the state. So they will be doing an exhibit as well, along with The Way We Worked. Basically, The Way We Worked is about work, obviously. It says right in the title about that. We have an opportunity. We have created a companion exhibit to go along with the Smithsonian exhibit that will be here. And it is called Emory County Work from 1880 to 1980. In this, we explore the work that drives Emory County and its connection in different ways. We talk about the interdependent industries that are within our area. We also talk about people who wear many different hats that have to provide for their families and that have done so many things for our community. And then we also highlight the forgotten work that is sometimes left under and left not said, about the people who in the home work and people who in other organizations such as the American Legion, the CCC camp, churches, different things like that. And then we also highlight the individual work that is done, volunteer-based work. So that's a little bit about our project.
That's quite extensive. Now, are you showing how the way we work changes over time? Is that the idea?
Yes, that's the idea for ours, for our exhibit. We started from 1880, from when we Castanel was settled, to 1980. So for 100 years, we kind of explore the different kinds of work that have been done through that time to make Emory County what it is today.
So we're going from pick and shovel to longwall mining, as far as the coal mine industry goes.
Yes. So we talk about the farming industry and the mining industry, what it was like back then, and then what it is like currently now. So then we talk about the mining industry and the power plant industry and how that taken over for us for our main focus of industry.
Where are you going to put this? Is it in the big main room there?
Yes. So it will be located at the Museum of the San Rafael, and where we usually rent and have weddings and different things. That's where it will be located. It will take up the entire space, and we are so excited because it's going to be huge. But it will open on May 20th, so a week from Saturday. So it's coming up really close.
The Smithsonian stuff will also be coming up then? I mean, be displayed at that time?
Yes. So we are receiving the Smithsonian kiosk that they're sending us this coming week. And then we will be putting them up and doing all finalization of everything. And our opening is on May 20th. It's at noon to 3 p.m. And we are also hosting a fundraiser for the American Legion of Orangeville, Post 39, that will be going on in conjunction with our opening.
How long will the exhibit be up and running?
The exhibit will be here from May 20th to July 8th.
May 20th to July 8th. I want to remind our listeners that you are listening to Megan Wilberg, Museum Director of the Museum of San Rafael, on Castle Country Focus. You mentioned there were a couple of things besides the work thing that you're doing about Emory County.
Yeah. So along with the project, we have decided to do some public programming to kind of remind people that we're still here and remind them that we still have this Smithsonian going on. We are partnering with a few people. We're partnering with the Castledale Library for their reading, which they are having an activity that will be pot making on May 31st. That's from 11 to 3 p.m. And it will be located at the museum.
Whoa, pot making?
Yes.
Ceramics or what?
Clay, just that you buy it at, I think, Walmart, and it's air dried clay. I have some people coming down from the Utah Museum of Fine Art to come and teach the kids about that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. It'll be really fun. We wanted to do a dance that kind of brings back the old historic dances that used to take place in the times that when work and the depression and everything was going on, they needed something to forget about the hard times that were happening. So we will be having a dance on June 16th from 8:30 p.m. to 11 p.m., and that will just be out in front of the museum. And then...
What time will that be?
It'll be from 8:30 to 11 p.m. And we kind of have decided to, if people want to dress up, they can, from about 1880 to 1980. That's kind of our theme. If they don't want to dress up, they don't have to. But we're going to have a lot of the older music playing to kind of remember and to bring that the remembrance back in of the dances. And dances were huge, and everybody used to go. The Wilbur Resort, for instance, was a huge thing that people would go out to go dance on every Saturday night. The Wilbur Resort?
I think you need to tell us about that. I mean, I'm aware of it, but tell us what used to be on that junction.
So the Wilbur Resort is a historical pastime, in a sense. The people, it was started by Carl Wilbur. It was down in the Wilburg Wash area just outside Castlebell. And they had dances every Saturday night during the summer from about May to mid-September. They would have these dances. And the girls could get in free. The boys had, they would get their dates and they would bring them. They had one of the biggest dance floors in the area at that time. Started and went really good. And everybody would go out to the Wilburgs. And I read a little insert in a book that said that if you didn't have a car, you had to find somebody who had a car to pile in and get in. And they would pile in the car, however many could get in the car, and drive up to the Wilburgs and go dancing all night. So it was a really big deal. They had dances. They had not really a petting zoo, but more of a zoo type of a thing that they would go out. And so they had bears and foxes and chinchilla rabbits and different things like that. They had a swimming pool and a lake. It was the place to be. At that time, that's about late 1920s, 1930s. When the United States decided to join the war is when the resort closed because there wasn't enough boys to come and dance with. Closed in about 1945-ish. So we want to kind of bring back that history and that remembrance of they danced to forget about the Depression and to forget about the hard times that were ahead. That's a little history about the Wilburg Resort. We'll have a little bit more there at the dance that talks a little bit about it, too.
We had a regular resort in Emory County, swimming pools, dance halls, everything.
Yes, everything. Dancing was a huge thing to everybody there. They danced where they could. They danced in people's houses to help settle the floor. Dancing was a big thing. It was a big deal. And we kind of want to remember that and bring that back.
Well, Megan, you sound like you're really bringing that museum alive. If any of our listeners have not walked through the Museum of the San Rafael, it is a fascinating place. I've taken my kids there and my grandkids. They are completely equipped with the basic dinosaur, several other things. So, and this is going to add to it. Thank you, Megan, for being with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you for this opportunity. We appreciate it.